Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is already Thursday, the fourth day of August 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Thank you for joining us. The websites are Infowars.net, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. All freshly updated for you multiple times daily, so be sure and check them out. We track the latest developments inside the New World Order. We track the criminal activities of the global elite, and we also document a lot of the people that are out there resisting this tyranny, the heroes. At the same time, we document the travesties and outrages being committed by the globalists and their minions. You know, I mentioned this a couple days ago, but I haven't really spent enough time on it. Pentagon to increase domestic surveillance for counterterrorism. This was out of Fox News on August 2nd. And a few weeks ago, we saw New York Times and Wall Street Journal and Washington Post articles about how wonderful it's going to be having soldiers on the street corners watching us. All the years we read the federal documents, all the years we went to urban warfare training drills and witnessed them preparing to do this, and people couldn't believe it, and now it's out in the open. So I will get into this early in this first hour. We're also going to take tons of your calls today. No guests today. I had several great guests that we'd already set up, but you know what? I canceled them because I want to give you a chance to bring up any news item, any topic, any issue, any question, any comment. You disagree with me, you agree with me, anything you want to talk about. It's kind of like the C-SPAN format of Washington Journal. Any law, any piece of legislation, any news article, any piece of propaganda you want to decipher and expose, any news item you think isn't getting enough attention, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, video, Al CIA avows more attacks versus the West. Yes, Al-Qaeda's got to bolster their bosses. The more they attack, the more Al-Qaeda threatens, the higher the approval ratings go, the more the support for the war on terror intensifies. Exactly what the globalists want and need. Their agents get the job done. Bin Laden, admittedly CIA, the mastermind of the bombings over in London, MI6 asset agent admitted. And it's just all public, folks, so we'll get into the fear-mongering, and they're saying why London's bracing for more bombings today. It's the month anniversary, or coming up on it. It was all those many Thursdays ago, back on 7-7. It's now 8-4. Another Thursday has come. Will there be attacks? Give up all your freedoms. Meanwhile, Bank for International Settlements calls for global currency. Ah, yes, global government. But that's okay. Global government will keep us safe from the evil Al CIA's and the Al MI6's. London bombings, electrical surge connected to Menendez shootings is the question one of our listeners raises, and I have privately thought about that. We'll go over that. Also, over in England, Labour admits ID card plan for national ID card. There is so much coming up today, and your phone calls. Bill O'Reilly says that if he had his way, he'd just execute anybody who's under suspicion of being a terrorist. I guess that did happen with the Brazilian man. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're here, my friends, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And we're going to have wide open phones today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And Joe and Daniel and Rick and Mark and Kurt and everybody, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Ohio Battalion loses 19 Marines in 2 days. The rash of violence in Iraq this week has taken an especially brutal toll on a Marine battalion based in this working-class town. 19 members from the unit were killed over 2 days. Grief and anger shook the town as families and residents anxiously awaited answers after learning that 14 Marine reservists were killed Wednesday by a roadside bomb, one of the heaviest blows suffered by a single unit in the war. 2 days earlier, 5 others from the battalion were killed while on sniper duty. The sorrow in Brook Park, a Cleveland suburb of 21,000 people, was painfully clear Wednesday among the line of customers sipping their morning coffee at the counter of the donut shop down the street from the battalion's headquarters. Nearly everyone at the counter said they knew someone who was connected to the battalion. You never know who it could be. It could be your best friend. It could be your husband. It could be anyone from here, Eleanor Metesky, 69, said as she angrily tore up a paper cup that had held her coffee. Tell Bush to get our soldiers out of there now before any more of our soldiers die. This is getting to be ridiculous, she said. A few steps away, near the gates of the 3rd Battalion, 25th Marines, residents piled red roses, American flags, handwritten notes, and condolences, and white crosses for the victims. Well, the real number, and this has even been finally coming out in the mainstream news, is over 8,000 dead U.S. troops. But if you die when a C-130 is flying you out of Baghdad to Ramstein in Germany, you are not counted as a combat fatality. So it's 8,000 that are really dead. And it has been, again, even in the Washington Post, but they give excuses for it. People have trouble believing this, but it's true that to save money, the military will automatically discharge you once you get flown to Germany with your arms and legs blown off, and then your family has to fit the bill to put you on an airplane and fly you out of there. So that's the new freedom. And then you get a job making $8 an hour at the local Home Depot or Circuit City, and you know, they're nice enough to hire you, and you wheel around with your legs blown off. Meanwhile, Mr. Silver Spoon, washed out of the Air Corps, dances around falling off bicycles and posing as a country boy when he's a blue-blood Tory from Kennebunkport, Maine. He's out there at his Hollywood set in his ridiculous cowboy hat, strutting around, fooling everyone. Makes me sick. I'm getting back to my Texas roots. I mean, these sick quotes I was reading yesterday. I love getting back to the land. I just love Texas. I'm going to vomit. Really, I mean, this is getting too sick. But people buy into it. Oh, look, it's Ronald Reagan. You know, at his ranch, it's George Bush. At his ranch, why, they're wearing cowboy hats. They must be John Wayne. I don't care if he appoints anti-gun judges or pro-abortion judges. I don't care if he's for open borders and signs on to UNESCO and passes national ID cards and CAFTA. He wears a cowboy hat. Man, that. I guess if somebody robbed a bank in a cowboy hat, the cops would just say, "Go on, sir, take the money and run. You're wearing a cowboy hat." And they even admit, I'll never forget a Fox News piece about 4 years ago, Bush at the ranch, right before 9/11. Never forget that. And they even admitted it was like a set. They said, oh, it's really a set, you know. But it doesn't matter. Bush likes it. They got old tractors out there and hay bales. They got them set up out there for you. And you just, and again, that's just an indicator of all the fakeness, just how it's all fake. But our troops getting their arms and legs blown off are not fake. That's real. By the way, our troops are basically hunkered down in these armored keeps, in these castles, in these fortresses, being truck bombed and machine gunned and rocketed and mortared and bombed on a daily basis. And a lot of sickos get up on the news and say, kill all the Iraqis, nuke the whole place, that'll teach them. I thought we were there to get the WMDs. Oh, that turned out to be a lie. We knew it was a lie from the beginning, but it's all public now. So no, it was never about that. It was about giving them democracy and freedom. Well, now it's just about killing them, because they're going to kill us if we don't kill them. You know, most of the poor Iraqis are getting now, what, 3 hours of power a day in Baghdad? It was 8 hours a day just a few months ago. You know, they're getting all this toxic water full of liver flukes and all these other diseases. They were an industrialized country just 12, 13 years ago. Not anymore. They're a third world death pit. Millions of dead. And they're just hunkering down. Little families wanting food. Little families wanting jobs. Meanwhile, all Hades is broken loose around them. And we got sicko commentators, you know, living in million-dollar penthouses, sitting around like Ann Coulter, shooting her mouth off about, we got to be even rougher on them. We got to take the gloves off and kill more people indiscriminately. That was a quote a few months ago. Remember her editorial? Yeah, that'll make them love us. Let's just kill more people. Splatter more little kids. Pick up more families at checkpoints. Take them to be tortured. Folks, these people are not animals. They're human beings, and they're not as evil as you've been told. Are there a few nuts running around in turbans wanting to kill everybody? Yes. And every time we check it, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, all of them, Hamas, every time, not some of the time, not most of the time, every time it's MI6, Mossad, CIA, every time these guys are agents of the West, they're taking orders, they're lavishly paid, whenever our FBI or whatever good intelligence out of Britain or good Israeli intelligence that's lower level arrests them, they are ordered to release them. That goes for Taliban generals, Al-Qaeda generals, mass mastermind bombers. It's public, folks. It's public. It is sick. It is sick. Our government energized and created radical Islamic jihad to fight the communists. And we're not talking about 1979 through 1988. I'm talking 1950s. We had a big former Justice Department prosecutor and anti-terror expert who's even a Fox News correspondent. We had Mr. Loftus, John Loftus, on yesterday, and you know, he admitted our government carried out terror attacks in Iran to bring down Mossadegh, who was a good guy. He had to admit that rogue elements are involved in terrorism in our own government. Well, yeah, rogue elements that are in control at the highest levels. And he had to admit that, you know, that the mastermind behind the bombings is MI6 and being protected, but he just says it's a rogue element in MI6. Again, a rogue element in control. I agree, most MI6 aren't doing this, most FBI aren't doing this, most Mossad aren't doing this. I mean, that's why you got articles in Haaretz where the Israelis come out and are mad about their own government creating Hamas and creating Al-Qaeda groups and carrying out attacks. I mean, that's the Israeli newspapers. And so, meanwhile, folks, it's civil war in Iraq. The country is disintegrating. 8,000 dead U.S. troops, 18 and something hundred dead on the spot. You got to die in the country. Okay, but if they get you out of that country, you're not a combat casualty. And when you're hamburger meat, boy, they put you on a plane. They don't take you to a base and stabilize you. They throw you like so much hamburger meat, like a can of Sloppy Joe's. They treat you like total garbage. They throw you on a C-130. They fly you to Ramstein to make sure you die there. And boy, do they die. They die every day by the dozens at Ramstein. Ramstein, the death camp of our troops. And so, you know, don't care about the troops. Let them breathe the DU. Just make excuses about how it's good for you and nutritious. Just like the news says, mercury's nutritious and fluoride's nutritious and mercury, you know, everything else is just nutritious. And just stick a plastic flag on your car and feel good and drive around. But when your husband gets back from the war and he gets you pregnant and the next three children you have are all deformed, you just love your government, okay? I tried to save you. I tried to get you to wake up. I tried to get you to save yourselves. I tried to get you to realize what you were being used for. But you just stick the plastic American flag, the desecrated American flag on your car, and you suck your thumbs, and you feel good about yourselves, and you sit there, grandparents, when you got all these deformed grandbabies, and I want you to remember that I told you. It's your fault, because you went along with it. And you've been judged. God help you, and God help us. So don't you get mad at me. Triple the deformities. Triple the deformities of the U.S. average and our troops from the first Gulf War. Wow. Do you think the Easter Bunny snuck in, the Tooth Fairy snuck in at night and made that happen to the troops? You think maybe a demonic vampiric possum caused it? No, it was the government. It was the vaccines. It was the sarin nerve gas they detonated at Kamishia. It was the depleted uranium. And they've used at least three times as much this time, and it isn't out in the middle of nowhere. They bombed downtown Baghdad with it, and our troops are living in those bases, and that's why our generals, none of them will stay there more than 3 months. Because they know how bad it is. The wages of sin are death. The wages of ignorance are death. Stop making excuses, folks. You want to support the troops? Get them out of there. We'll come back and take your calls.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Going to go to him. We're going to take a ton of your calls, but I need to say a few more words about the troops. In 2 days, 19 dead Marines from one battalion. And in those same 2 days, there were another, 9 troops that were killed. So that's a total of, 28 troops? 28 in 2 days? I mean, it's getting worse. But the government says mission accomplished, so you know, everything must be okay. Meanwhile, what are we going to do as things implode over there? What are we going to do? Well, the answer is expand the war. You know, they're going to put in the new puppet government here pretty soon, and you heard our little federal federal guest on yesterday, Mr. Loftus. He said, oh, the sovereign government of Iraq is going to invade Syria. I mean, you got to love it. The globalists take over countries, have puppet dictatorships in control, order their dictators to invade their neighbors, and it's going to be called sovereign. I mean, this is really getting rich. The New World Order isn't going to be able to do this without carrying out another terror attack, and I mean a big one. And that handwriting is on the wall. And with this whole backdrop, we have people like Bill O'Reilly saying the following thing. Now, listen carefully to this as we analyze this propaganda. He just comes right out and says if he had his way, he'd execute everybody at Guantanamo Bay. Now, the number one man in the CIA 3 months ago told the Washington Times and several other publications that, yes, it was true that the Taliban themselves was being left alone. They would just go up in the hills, grab some goat-herding families that literally can't even find America on a map. I mean, these are Stone Age men. And they would invite them down to have a roasted goat and a feast, load them on planes, kidnap them, and get $25,000 apiece. So most of the people at Camp X-Ray and the other camps around the world, there's over 100 of them, not just Guantanamo Bay, are totally innocent of anything. Meanwhile, master bombers are MI6. So let's go ahead and roll O'Reilly. Here it is. You got that clip?
Error, Bill. And we're going to win it because America has always stood up for what counts, for what's right, and the values of human life, equal dignity, equal protection, the rights of women. These people don't care about any of those things. They're anathema to them. And we have to root them out, same as we did fascism and we did communism.
All right. Well,
but in the same way, do not, as we honor the dead and 9/11 approaches, let's also celebrate our living Bill of Rights and give it vigor.
Okay, but I don't give the Bill of Rights protection or the Constitution protection or the Geneva Convention to people not in uniform slaughtering.
What about Mr. Padilla?
That's a different game, but to people slaughtering civilians. I don't give them any protection. I don't feel sorry for them. In fact, I probably would have ordered their execution if I had the power. Counsel, we thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
All right. So just order their execution. And you know, the full clip is they're talking about Camp X-Ray and people having rights. And boy, we're glad you're there, O'Reilly. You gun grabbing, open border promoting. Oh, you didn't know that? Right when we could do something about the borders, he suddenly switched last year and said, "Oh no, I'm for open borders." Now he switched back when it doesn't matter in a non-election year. But I mean, O'Reilly is a sick joke, folks. I mean, the guy is an arrogant pimp. I'm so sick of him. And you know, he will decide. He doesn't give constitutional protections to people who aren't in uniform. What do you mean people not in uniform? Our government's got tens of thousands of people creeping around who aren't in uniforms. I mean, where is the terror attack where the FBI didn't cook the bomb or train the driver? Where is the terror attack, you know, where Andre Strassmeyer isn't CIA? Where is the terror attack where the lead bomber isn't MI6? Show me where it is, you coward. You'd never debate me. We've tried to get you on this show. You wouldn't come on here. I'll tear you up. You're a big, fat bully. Oh, I'm so sick of it. You're the target, America. They want your guns. They want control of you. All these police state tactics are being set up for you. Joe in Maryland. Joe, go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I want to read just a slight little thing that was in my newspaper Monday.
Go ahead.
Fell out of the chair. It says, enhanced 9/11 project plan for the county. This is Somerset County we're talking about. To help 9/11 personnel pinpoint the actual location of an emergency call, a countywide property imaging project is underway in Somerset County beginning today. Mobile Video Services, Inc. is photographing all residential, commercial buildings in the county for the next 6 to 8 weeks. Digital photographs will allow verification and correction. Anyway, it's for all. I've got something else.
Yeah, they put it into a database, sure. And then they put the cameras in with it. Then they put your driver's license photos in with it, and you're in the globe grid, the slave grid.
Yes. Can you hold me? I got something else, Dad.
Yeah, sure. We're going to hold you. We're going to do that. We've got a break here, Joe. And we'll come back and let you finish up. Then we'll go to Daryl and Rick and Mark and Kurt and many others, folks. So stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Nothing like the power and exhilaration of a two-cycle dirt bike. But repairs can be costly and time-consuming. Introducing Protecta Synthetic Two-Cycle Oil for top performance and ultimate protection. Protecta reduces piston failure, less plug fouling, outstanding heat control, and low smoke. So when it comes to real performance, get more when you treat it right. With Protecta from SFR. Available today. Did you know that many of the major oil companies have reduced detergents and gasoline as much as 50% since 1996? Car manufacturers are calling for better quality fuel as performance is being robbed in as little as 5,000 miles. There is an immediate solution. Try Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. That restores new car performance and improves mileage in one tank full. Start putting some of the money back into your pocket. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com. Or call 888-USE-SFR1.
All right, we're going straight into your calls. Then I want to cover more of just the public announcement that not only will we have cameras on all of our houses and microphones and surveillance pods and helicopters everywhere, but we'll also have troops spying on us. And all crime is terrorism. They're now publicly saying that. All crime is terror. We're all terrorists. And we'll also get into good news. Technology optimists turn off TV, study finds. It shows that more and more Americans are just turning off their television, and overall TV viewership is down substantively. So the establishment is losing control. Lord Bush, the puppet, makes it clear. The phrase is the war on terror, so Big Brother has overruled his other minions. It's not going to be Mein Kampf or Mein Struggle, my struggle. It's going to be the war on terror. It's going to, just like all the other wars, that the bigger the war on drugs get, the more drugs we have on the streets, the more people in prison. The bigger the war on illiteracy gets, the more illiteracy, but the more control. Yes, yes, yes. Let's go back to Joe in Maryland. Joe, finish up the point you were making.
Yes, I was just... finishing up with the, this is, of course, to assist any disaster or emergency. And also, I wanted to ask a question about something you said yesterday. Did I hear you correctly when you said, you know, because our president's vacation and all, be very afraid because of the last time, you know, just things happened when he's on vacation? Did I hear that right?
Yes, you have to. I'm not making any predictions, but right before 9/11, Bush had his 4.5 week vacation out at Crawford, and they're busy little bees. Don't worry. Contrary to what the Democrats say, he's working very hard, to bring this country down.
That's what I wanted to clarify, because I had to go in the other room and I didn't hear everything, and I thought that said, but I wasn't clear on it. And thank you, Alex.
Well, thank you, Joe, for the call. And again, a lot of people are predicting suitcase nukes will go off, and Dick Cheney's out fear-mongering, and Michael Chertoff is out fear-mongering, and you know, I mean, they're definitely turning the heat back up. We're in a new phase of terror because they've got to get us scared into submission for a national draft and to invade all these other countries. But they're behind schedule. People are not buying their propaganda. The globalists could even detonate a suitcase nuke somewhere and vaporize a large portion of a city. I think that's going to backfire on them, too. And their social architects, their engineers, are telling them that. So they're in between a rock and a hard place. Let's talk to who's up next here? Daniel in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Did you see the paper where Mayor Will Wynn jumped off Lamar Bridge into Town Lake?
No, I didn't see that.
You should read the caption, and it's like normal people better not even put foot in Town Lake, but Mayor Will Wynn has special permission. It's just, man, you're right about how they just like to stick it in your face, how they're your lord and they're your gods and stuff. Man, I jumped off that bridge about 2 years ago. And,
when did this article come out?
Man, it was like 3 days ago, probably.
And what did it say? God power, Lord Wynn can do this, but you, the slave, better not do it?
Pretty much exactly right.
Look, when I was in London, they would point out, the Queen owns the roads, the Queen owns the river, but she doesn't have any power, but don't criticize her or you'll be arrested. And it's the same thing. They call themselves the authorities, the officials. The Attorney General says Bush is the law. The law flows from him as if he was God, as if he was Jehovah. This is lordship. This is lordliness. This is imperialism. And so they made a point. Why was that smirking twit jumping off the bridge?
I guess they were making a documentary or something. He was going to star in a film. Man, I got annihilated by the cops when I did that. Like, I remember how you were saying your story, how you were protesting one of George Bush's speeches, and they twisted your arm up and put your head behind your hand behind your head.
Yes.
It was just like that, and then I don't know, some of your callers don't know what fire ants are, but they wouldn't let me wipe all these fire ants off, and their knees were on the back of my neck. And I was like, man, it just makes me so mad that...
Well, but it's for your own good. It's for your safety, scum.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for the call, my friend. No, I didn't hear about our Lord, our leader, Will Wynn. Disgusting creature. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Reno. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, this call is one-to-one, positive to negative. Good job at Coast to Coast AM, but the callers only had a half hour.
Well, I don't control how many calls they take.
Okay.
I don't control that program.
On the count of your interview with Loftus, it seemed to me as though you didn't trust the bumbling callers to have a say in the conversation.
You know, I really don't get the point of this whole thing. Rick, I'll be honest with you. First, you complained that Coast to Coast AM only took an hour of phone calls in the last hour. Some nights, like Friday nights, they'll take nothing but calls for 4 hours. Other nights, they'll take calls in the first hour and then won't for another 2 hours. So you implied that I was somehow behind that. And then you launched straight into this comment about how I didn't take calls for Loftus, the former Justice Department prosecutor, talking about how MI6 agent is the mastermind of the bombings in London. So, I mean, really, it's a big distraction. I don't get the point of this.
Well, I'll let you go then.
Well, no, I mean, tell me, Rick. I mean, what is it?
The callers, I think, should have a one-third say in an interview when there's the two interviewees and
you're on the air right now. No, hold on just a minute, Rick. I mean, this doesn't make sense. You're on the air right now.
Yeah, but Loftus, I didn't have a crack at Loftus.
So
it would be nice in future to have a crack at Loftus.
He was only supposed to be on for 15 minutes. I held him a lot longer.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, Rick. Meanwhile, CAFTA's passed, and meanwhile, the sodium and stannous fluoride still in the water, and you're complaining about the format of the show. It's just amazing. But, hey, whatever floats your boat, bro. Mark, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
AJ, I'm Manistee, Michigan area.
Okay, welcome, sir. Go ahead.
First-time caller, long-time listener, long-time patriot. First of all, I want to commend you in your faith for the job you do on exposing the evil globalists and New World Order people. My, I won't say the expertise in this area, is that I try to look at the scriptures and try to nail down certain facts. For instance, the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, plan, solution, like so many times you've exposed in books and other patriots of the years have exposed, these things are in the Bible. For instance, in Daniel 8:21 and Daniel 11:21, the Bible clearly tells us that there's prosperity by careless security. That was Daniel 8:25 and Daniel 11:21. The actual Hebrew word by craft or deceit, they get their prosperity by careless security on both those verses. Okay, enough of that. Now, the next thing I want to go into for just a brief moment is in the book of Revelation. We see the globalists, the facilitators, are the catalyst and the yeast of this whole global agenda, and they're in the Bible. And
it's the foundation.
By the seven heads, the ten horns, the ten crowns, the seven mountains, and that Hebrew word for the Greek word for the mountains is potentates, potentates of the earth, like the Caesars were,
it's kings.
Right. And no, then there's the ten kings, Mr. Jones. The ten kings is a separate. There's seven heads.
Sir, listen, let me just say this. Everybody wants to focus in on Nostradamus, which I put no stock in. He did thousands of little paragraphs and vague conjectures, and then they can be read specifically into anything. And then they'll even manufacture fake quatrains every time something happens, and, you know, it's put on the cover of Inquirer. But I have read Revelations, I have read Daniel, and, I mean, the things they describe in there, these are not vague. This is very, very specific, and it is scary.
Yes, Revelation 17:9, by the way, and that says seven mountains, and that Greek word for mountains are potentates on the earth. And the word kings is a separate place, my friend, and that's in Daniel 7,
okay.
Revelation 17:12, where the ten kings are mentioned. Also in Revelation 12:3, the kings are mentioned there. So these seven heads, ten kings, ten horns. Now, you know what the horns are? I'll tell you what the horns are. The horns are the forcing ones, just like horns to a beast or goads of an animal. They'll goad you. They're goading the world into the three systems. The three systems are the political system, the religious system, and the economic system.
Listen, I agree with you, and thanks for the call. Your phone's cutting out a bit, sir. Look, right after 9/11, Kofi Annan said, religion did this, we must have a one-world religion. I mean, he said that 2 days after 9/11. And, it is scary. And look, I mean, 5 years ago, we talk about a Pan-American Union, people laugh at us. Now Lou Dobbs is talking about it. I mean, it's happening. We talk about a one-world currency, one-world ID systems. They're already merging the databases, they're merging the different policies, the different blueprints for the ID cards to where they are a world ID card. They're all being standardized. I mean, it's happening, folks. But your so-called churches, and believe me, I've gone to a lot of churches. I've tried to find good churches here in Central Texas. They do not exist, folks. You go to them, and it's George Bush's God, at the Baptist churches. Here, let us hand out a little paper during the election saying none of the members of the church don't talk about politics, even at lunch after church. Don't talk about politics in the building. There's no law saying don't talk about politics when you're sitting in the pews after church. But, the big Baptist conventions, I've seen similar handouts that are given to Catholics. I've been mailed this stuff out of Chicago, where the local diocese says the guns are evil, turn them in, and don't talk about politics while you're... And notice that's double thing. Turn your guns in, but let's be political, but then don't talk about politics while you're here. I mean, folks, I've been to churches where they hand out slips saying, do not talk about politics while you're here. I mean, that's mind control, folks. This country was founded on the churches, the black brigades, the priests and pastors saying no to the madness of King George II. He was dancing around, dressed like a woman, saying he was God. So it never ends. It never ends. And Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Government, the separation of church and state that Thomas Jefferson talked about, means the government is involved in no way in religion. But now it's the opposite. Government regulates and runs religion, but then can't have the Ten Commandments in a building, in a federal building. I mean, folks, they're not supposed to, but this is how it started 50 years ago. They said, just sign this little form, and you'll get your tax exemption. It's just a formality, just sign the form. And so you sign the form, and then they start putting on the form, you agree to not talk about politics. Congress isn't supposed to be involved. There's supposed to be no laws involving it. Folks, it's the same thing with vaccinations. There's no law you got to vaccinate your children. So people start rebelling against it, and they go, just sign this form, this waiver. But a waiver is for something that gives you license for something that would be illegal. But it's the same everywhere, folks, and they just get us used to doing it. And so people go out and they do this. And so you're not going to find God in the church, folks. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, every once in a while I'll see somebody like that Kennedy preacher out of Florida. He'll talk about the New World Order a little bit and tell the truth a little bit. There's a few others. People like Pastor Hagee out of San Antonio. He'll tell the truth about a few issues, but then his solution is worship George Bush. George Bush is a man of God. Folks, if you've got the discernment of an amoeba, George Bush is pure evil. He just radiates evil. You can just look at him. But I don't want to, this broadcast is about news and information. You're welcome to talk about whatever you want, but I mean, there's 1,000 denominations all fighting with each other that all have the answers and all know that what's happening. And the average secular person out there looks at mainstream Christians and says, I want no part of those Kool-Aid drinking zombies. Well, those aren't Christians. Christ decried the church. Christ decried the Pharisees and the rabbinical schools as a bunch of corrupt, bureaucrats. He said, look, that's the synagogue of Satan. And I'm telling you, the churches today, folks, is where you find the devil. It's the same as it was 2,000 years ago. And I'm not saying all of them. I mean, there's churches out there. But I haven't found them in my area. It's basically a George Bush worship fest. And, I'm not going to put an idol up in my house and kneel before George Bush. I'm sorry. The guy's a devil-worshipping drug head, and I'm sick of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Kurt in Texas. Kurt, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
The clip that you played just a little bit of O'Reilly, was that the one with Senator Graham?
Yes.
I couldn't believe the man saying, torture them, they have no rights, bring in dogs, torment them, strip them, anything to get our information, anything, said they have no rights, they do nothing.
Well, that's right, the full clip's even worse. But
That is terrible.
But again, what happens when our troops get captured and get tortured? Well, there'll be double think. Suddenly, it's bad to torture our troops. And again, this is the key, Kurt. Admittedly, these are innocent people at these bases. The Army's own report says 75 to 90% of those in Iraq are families that didn't have their papers in order.
True.
Can you imagine torturing children?
Yes. I can imagine anything out of this bunch. after the bombing of 721, I heard one of the female commentators on Fox say, well, maybe now they will pass the hate legislation in Britain, which forbids people from talking against the government.
Well,
I heard this just one time and tried to hear it again and never heard it.
Well, no, that's what they're saying. In fact, while I was in England, it was all over radio, in the cabs. We have a bunch of cab drivers on tape going, ban their speech, don't let people criticize. And we have the cops come over and threaten to arrest us twice. And I said, go ahead and arrest me, and continue bullhorning the parliament. The next day, they passed a law banning that.
Oh, well, the last point I wanted to bring up, in Iraq, could you actually blame the insurgents for fighting them when they're aware of the DU and the effects of it, and they say that birth defects among Iraqi children since our warring over there has tripled or quadrupled?
Well, you're right. It's quadrupled over there. It's crippled with our troops because they're not there as long. Kurt, don't hang up, okay? I'm going to come back to you. Stay there. Come back to Kurt and try to answer his questions. And take more calls, 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
They have a TV program 7 nights a week in Iraq called In the Hands of Justice, Terrorists in the Hands of Justice. And admittedly, they beat the daylights out of people, torture them. And then most of them, I admit I robbed a car. I admit I raped a woman. And they're all called terrorists. Again, they're being trained that all crime is terrorism. There's no judge, no jury. when we have this Justice Department lawyer, this big Fox News commentator, John Lottis, on yesterday, and he just starts lauding this. And, you know, do the Iraqis have a right to fight back when they're being put in camps and raped and killed and bombed? No, I don't think black people had a right to fight back during slavery. I think they should have thanked their captors for putting chains around their necks and making them pull plows and beating them and killing them. And I don't think that anybody had a right to fight Hitler. How dare we ever fight Hitler? You're not allowed to fight governments. Governments are always good. The citizens are always slaves and bad. Of course I'm being sarcastic. There are a lot of insurgents over there that were pro-West at the start but are now fighting because their brothers and sisters have been killed. And obviously, what did our founding fathers do when an empire was trying to oppress us 230-something years ago? They would be called terrorists today, you know, the first terrorist. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Paine. By the way, I've got FEMA on video in my film Road to Tyranny, saying to Kansas City police and firemen in a secret meeting that the founding fathers are terrorists and that America's bad. I mean, they actually teach it, folks. So this isn't a joke. But the caller, Kurt, was really bringing up an important point there. Anything else, sir?
Yes, I do have an American flag on my car, but I display it upside down. People say, well, why do you do that? That's the sign the country's in distress. I said, yes, they are. They said, well, why do you think of this? And I say, well, have a look at this and pass on one of the copies of your tapes to them.
Well, God bless you, Kurt, and I tell you, I mean, we are in distress, and if so many fools think it's a sign of disrespect, no. You know, when your ship's in crisis or when your castle's in trouble, you fly the pennant upside down, and I mean, I would just say the mere fact that you can't buy an American flag made in America, I mean, that's a reason right there to fly them upside down.
True.
The mere fact that we've had 50 million abortions is a reason to fly it upside down. I mean, we're an evil country, folks, and there's no excuses. I mean, did Al-Qaeda kill 50 million children? No. You know, does Al-Qaeda even exist? No. What do you think of all these revelations of drills on 7-7 and now the head bomber being MI6 and the British government? I mean, right out in the open, the British government's behind it.
Yes, that's beyond belief, some things that are taking place. Keep up the fight.
Thank you, sir. And again, folks, understand, it's admitted. I have this Justice Department lawyer on, and he just admits that Kermit Roosevelt carried out terror attacks to blame it on foreign enemies. I mean, when does it end? When does it end? We're going to break and come back and talk to all the callers, a whole bunch of you holding, 1-800-259-9231. There's a ton of news as well, but callers take us in all these different directions. It's always very interesting and very informative. The last 60 seconds of this hour, you believe in what we're doing and you want to fight the globalists and you want to expose these murdering terrorists, if you want to shine the spotlight, the hot, glaring spotlight of the truth, you know, the sword of the truth, you want to lash them with the sword of the truth, with the counter nine tails of the truth, then you need to get Martial Law, my new film. You need to get Road to Tyranny. You need to get Matrix of Evil. You need to get Masters of Terror. You need to get Innocence Betrayed. We have a whole book and video store of other great books and films at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. You can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. See all my films, dozens of other films, my weekly TV reports, you name it. PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. Second hour coming at you. Lock yourselves in. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Introduce.